The word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Today is a prophetic day. 2205-2022. Those who worship God by numerology, today will not go just like that. Some will go to the sea and make declarations. Some will go to the forests and mountains and make declarations. But listen to me, you and I, we are serving a living God. We don't have to go to the sea. We don't have to go to the mountains. Wherever we are, we are the temple of God. We can call on God wherever we are. Hallelujah. This morning, I want to continue from the message of last Sunday. Turn your Bibles with me to Psalm 83. I believe you went and read from verse
1
to 18. And then Isaiah 41, verse 1 to 20, I believe you read.
Psalm 83,
verse
1
to
18.
And Isaiah
41,
1 to 20. But for the sake of time, I want to read Psalm 83. I just want to read verse 17.
17 and 18.
Okay, let me read verse 1 to about 5 and then jump to 17 and 18. Psalm 83. Oh God, do not keep silent. Be not quiet. Oh God, be not still. See how your enemies are astir. How your foes rear their heads. With cunning, they conspire against your people. They plot against those you cherish. Come, they say, let us destroy them as a nation, that the name of Israel be remembered no more. Get that? Verse 4. Come, this is what the enemy said. Come, they say, let us destroy them as a nation. That the name of Akosh, that the name of Kwame, that the name of Ajua, that the name of Janet, that the name of Patience, that the name of Patrick, that the name of Patricia, that the name of Della, that the name of Eunice, that the name of Abena,
and I say Abinadino.
That the name of Akos.
And Akos Dino.
Be remembered no more.
Yen Kaibioda.
Listen to me.
Montie me.
Your name will still be remembered.
Udin Yabeko Swakai.
I say your name will still be remembered.
Udin Yabeko Swakai.
They can't destroy you.
Yet me Sawada.
Look, it is because of the star you carry.
And I'm saying so my kita unti.
That's why the enemy is attacking you. Because of your star. Because of your destiny. That is what they say. Because of what God has made you. But listen to me. They cannot destroy you. Verse 5. With one mind, they plot together. They form an alliance against you. 6. The tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites, of Moab and the Hagrites, Gebal, Ammon, and Amalek, Philistia, with the people of Tyre. Look at the nation that stood against Israel.
Verse
8. Even Assyria has joined them to lend strength to the descendants of Lot. These are the descendants of Lot.
Where Lot as if
Selah. Do to them as you did to Midian, as you did to Sisera and Jabin at the river Kishon, who perished at Endor and became like refuse on the ground. Let me jump to verse 17 and 18. Okay, verse 16. Cover their faces with shame, so that men will seek your name, O Lord. Look, God is about to cover your enemies with shame. I say they will be covered with shame. 17. May they ever be ashamed and dismayed. May they perish in disgrace. Let them know that you, whose name is the Lord, that you alone are the most high over all the earth.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let this be what God is about to manifest in your life. Amen.
Amen.
I want to connect this to Isaiah 41. For the sake of time, I will read. Okay, let me read verse 1 and 2 and then jump. Be silent before me, you islands. Let the nations renew their strength. Let them come forward and speak. Let us meet together at the place of judgment. Who has stirred up one from the east, calling him in righteousness to his service? He hands nations over to him and subdues kings before him. He turns them to dust with his sword, to windblown chaff with his blow. 3. He pursues them and moves on unscathed by a path his feet have not traveled before. Who has done this and carried it through, calling forth the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, with the first of them and with the last, I am he. 19 and 20.
Don't grow near, do you know?
I will put in the desert the cedar and the acacia, the myrtle and the olive. I will set spines in the wasteland, the fir and the cypress together, so that people may see and know, may consider and understand that the hand of the Lord has done this, that the Holy One of Israel has created it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is about to do something in your life that will cause men and women to know that you are serving the living God. I say God is about to do something in your life that will cause people to know that you are serving the living God. I am speaking on the theme, or I'm continuing on the theme, you are an expression of God. You are an expression of God. In other words, your situation is an expression of God. One of the people who want to carry me at their back is Mr. and Mrs.
Ansan.
We call him chairman and the wife. I remember that day when he walked into my old office at that place. I look at the sandals he was wearing. He said, Pastor, I am struggling. Nothing is working. I've just come for you to pray for me. I follow my wife to church. I've just come. I can't tell you the prayer I prayed. I can't remember. I think I started behaving like Papa Oma Opai.
It's like,
I pray and say, you go.
The God
has, opened the way. The next time he went,
The next time he came back, he came with a testimony. Another time. You see, when these people are close,
it is a sound growth we say omo benwa,
and they want to carry you.
Now on beso omo di omo share chiria.
They know what you have been to them.
Oni mnye waya ma omonti.
I used to tell people that. Listen to me.
Now talk catch them growth we say omonti.
Let me give you one prayer point.
Nimam pay impaye ti bako.
Say Lord.
Kasi radie.
I want to have an encounter of you.
Beso already minunya inshe mudiye.
Reveal yourself to me.
Now, when the extra man,
only those who have had a personal encounter with Christ,
of God,
they know who God is. They are different Christians. But those who just enter church, they go to church as a social gathering. I am telling you. It is the encounter I had when I became born again and baptized with the Holy Spirit and I started speaking in tongues. And in the night, one night, because no electricity then, I was young. I didn't have time. I had a knock on my door. They like, come out. I said, who is there?
I said, one.
One of my uncle's voice sounded. The elders are waiting for you. I got to a place where the elders meet. My uncles and some elders, they were sitting.
My
two grandmothers were sitting. Stand here.
You know her?
Why did you make your grandfather fall?
I said,
what is this?
I said, then here.
Why did we meet?
Even Asia, yeah.
I've not seen him for some days now.
Keep
quiet.
Yeah,
why did we meet?
Even Asia, yeah.
Ah, you make. Say, that language you are speaking, where did you get it from? Stop speaking that language. Then quickly something resonated in me. Oh, I started speaking in tongues. They started falling down. So when you see me liking speaking in tongues, it's because I know the power of tongues. That was how God revealed himself to me. So I don't joke with prayer. Because if my speaking in tongues can cause that juju man who was heading all the jujus from River Volta to Oti in those years, head of states were coming in the night to consult him. I have personally saw some head of states in the night. The man who doesn't walk more than 200 meters. When you are walking with him after some distance, he
said,
you go.
I said,
we shall meet. Don't stop on the way. Don't wait for me. Several times we've gone to farm. Children, take the lead. And you see the grandchildren
will
be walking. We'll see a mango tree. We'll go inside to look for mango. We'll branch here. So that grandpa will come and meet us. Before we realize, night has fallen. We will see a light coming. A torchlight coming. Then we'll hear. Who are these children? Sometimes I'll hear my name. Or set. Or another name. Yes, yes, we are. Say, why are you still here? Didn't Grandpa tell you to go home?
Grandpa, can't you say,
"Munko fia na"? We are waiting for him.
Oh yeah, Jane.
Come on, go.
Hey, munko, munko.
When we get home,
you could do fia.
Grandpa has bathed.
Na yen na be me wejare.
And lying in the lazy this thing with a stick.
They
say, "Dela, come here."
I see Dela Braha.
Ah, Grandpa.
Ah, Nanabema.
Why did you pass?
Even a fire.
We were waiting for you.
Oh, near to
you. Then you take the stick.
Now,
he want to hit,
oh,
then I will dodge.
Oh, no, my voice.
If the same person.
Nasonipakruya.
Now I spoke in tongues.
Sabri mika kasafufro.
And the person cannot fly.
Na only bakwenti me too.
And his powers cannot work.
And it to me.
Kalu karataka. That means there is a greater power.
Let us say to me.
Now in me than his powers. Listen to me. There is a greater power in you. 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 Please. Christian.
A Christopher,
pray for an encounter. Until you have a your Christianity will be shallow.
You will
be empty.
You will
go to church like a social gathering.
You
will not be serious with God. But when you get to know God, listen to me. No one can frighten you. Look, when you get to know God, you discover yourself. You discover who you are. You discover what you carry. It doesn't matter how many people disappoint you, how many people reject you, how many people desert you, because you know that you are carrying something. It's a matter of time. Things will turn around and change. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many people haven't left me in life? The man standing before you. The word disappointment. My doctors are surprised that I don't have pressure. And any time they tell me my pressure, 120-70 or 80. One doctor had to come and really see whether I'm a pastor.
Now, doctor,
one of my doctor friends who knew some of the things I've gone through. One day he visited the church in the wooden structure. He started shaking his head. That is grace.
We are Adam.
You talk about broken heart.
People,
you deserve your life. You deserve yourself. People, you think they are with you. People, you are. Look, one day, Gladys is here. We pray for a lady in the night. When we came to church, then the usher said, "A lady here, she has a testimony." She's called Rita. Rita Kudiabo. You know her, Rita Kudiabo. She's
not
in Tema.
Tema.
Rita.
Rita.
Somebody married her from Global. From here. Because sometimes when we are saying this, you think we are just telling stories. That's why sometimes we are forced to mention names. In the night, I just said, "Gladys, let's pray for Rita." We pray. In the morning, the ushers told me, a lady has a testimony. It was Rita. When she came to start in the wooden structure, where the car
park,
our first chapel is where the cars are parked there. That time, they,
The pulpit is at where the WCs are now. So anytime you enter that WC, it's a special place. There is an anointing there. Because that place used to be the pulpit. That was the design of the church. But don't go and be spending more time there. Don't go and gossip there. She came and picked the mic. She was shaking. Say, Pastor, some people left this church. And they call me. That if I don't leave, they won't support me again. If I don't leave, they will not become I will not become their friend again. But no. I've decided to stay. I've decided not to go. So you see why we prayed for her. This was the person we were praying for. But for all you know, the next moment, the person will go and fabricate some false things. Oh, that chair, that pastor, oh, that suspense. And I tell you, we are human. I went and paid somebody's hospital bill. The next day, the person left the church. Because that day, the person was not in church. And I preached. And I said, those of you men who eat in the night, your stomach will be big. And it's not good to have a big stomach. Somebody went and told the man that pastor preached against you. Pastor preached against your big stomach. That was how that person left the church. A university graduate who will not go to the pastor and find out. I was in the hospital when they were discharging the wife on Sunday after church. And when they mentioned the amount, he was gone home to pick money. And I called and I said, come back. I have some money in my pocket. I paid. The next day, the person left the church. The person has even complained to Mr. Jano before. Mr. Jano came to my office to confront me. Because of what the person said to him. And when I show Mr. Jano evidence, Mr. Jano said, Pastor, the kind of heart you have, may God help you. So when people come and they say, my heart is broken. Your heart is not broken more than me. But do you know why I'm still standing? Do you know why I'm still moving? There is grace upon me. I have had an encounter. And that encounter in Christ, I have discovered who I am. Look, when a person discovers who you are, you become bold. You become confident. You become independent. And do you know, sometimes people begin to say you are proud. Sometimes look, one of the person who has discovered herself is Patricia Laka. She's at the back there. She's a woman who has just discovered herself. If you don't take her, you think she's proud. Now, one share your bag so where your man who so. Kafi Hansan Doris, she has discovered herself. When she's standing here, she's operating and raising funds. Not everybody can do that. And you'll be able to wait my inside any be. Everybody has her gift. Obia wana chedia. Sometimes when she's doing that, somebody will sit there and say, look at her. Look at her. You can't do that. Ultimi yebisa. Tell somebody, discover yourself. And don't mind anybody. Say, discover yourself. And focus and operate. Don't bother yourself about what people will say. Discover yourself in Christ. And be a blessing. And go far. Anytime things are, Ellen will run here. When people are doing things, they have just discovered themselves. People say that, say, is she the only one? Why is that always this? You haven't discovered yourself. That's why you have time to talk about other people. But listen to me. This year, you are discovering yourself. Your life will change. Your destiny will change. There is a turn around in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When I was in
Dubai,
one of the things, an encounter I had in my hotel.
What's
the name of the hotel in Dubai? Landmark. Landmark Hotel. Landmark, yes. Landmark Hotel. Room
319.
And the following week, I was sent to room 419, from 319 to
419.
When I went to Abu Dhabi and came back to
Dubai,
one of the things God said to me, when you get back to Ghana, begin to call your members millionaires. I say you are millionaires. I say you are millionaires. There are millionaires sitting down here. I say you are millionaires. 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 Shakali reprotos kata.
Mako toroboziata. Likelebosianda.
Now,
Sabri,
I've not even tagged the message.
Asanu ponya masumpo yeho.
Should I continue?
Hey,
I haven't even told the message. We thank the Lord for everything. Listen to me, church. Look, look, we are in the days that you shouldn't bother yourself by anybody. I am telling you. Bother yourself about your friend or your... Let's bother ourselves about each other. When you don't see somebody in church, call, how, so, and so. When the person is giving some excuse, just pray for the person.
Man, how
but don't bother yourself about what anybody is doing to you. Or what people are saying against you. Because the seed you sow, you will reap. When we're coming to church,
yeah, but sorry, no.
We passed through Abelimpe, the underbridge there.
Yeah, for Abelimpe, a bridge na see ho.
Then the Lord Jesus started speaking to me.
He said,
do you know why I said the poor you always have around? Jesus himself said it.
Yes,
do you know why he said it? That the poor will still be around. There are many things that make people remain where they are. Your mentality. Your mindset. Your mindset. The things you are listening to. The things you give your mind to. They can keep you at the same place. Our difference is our mind. Because we are hearing the same message. We have the same Jesus. We have the same Holy Spirit. We have the same word. People will be in the church by their head. What they are is what they are. So Jesus, even Jesus himself, before he said, the poor you always have with you. Let Jesus lay hands on you and anoint you with all the oil in the world.
If you don't change
your mind
and
your attitude, nothing will happen. I was talking about 11 things that will make God to express himself. Before I just run over them, listen to me. We prolong our situation when we see our situation as the devil's win against us. Somebody need to write that down. We prolong our situation. We prolong our condition. We prolong our suffering. We prolong the challenges we face. We prolong them. When we see our situations as the devil's win against us, you are prolonging it.
Oh, my echo, actually.
God bless this child. Whose child is this? God bless this child. This child will become a great prophetess. Number two.
Let us see, you know.
You see, when you prolong your situation by seeing everything that happens to you, as the devils attack, the devils win, what you are doing is that the situation then becomes our master and begins to master us. Any situation that you see as Satan's win against you, that situation becomes your master and begins to master you. The situation also begins to subdue you. Then the situation begins to sap your energy, spiritual energy, mental energy, emotional energy, physical energy, psychological energy. Then that situation, even if it is God who is allowing it to express himself, because of what you are saying and what you are thinking, it opens a channel for a demon to enter that situation. And you worsen your situation. Then the situation begins to subvert, overthrows, or cast down your faith. But when we begin to see our situation as a channel of God's expression and manifestation, the situation becomes something else. The situation begins to give up. Anytime you see a situation as God's manifestation and God's expression that this thing is happening so that God will manifest himself. Today, we have been quoting. The Israelites came to the Red Sea. I know my race will
pass.
How do we know that when you get to the race, God can divide the race? It was because a group of people have been there before. God didn't take the Israelites through the shortest way. There was a way that could take 11 days. Another way could take 21 days. But God took them through the longest way, where they will meet situations and where he will express himself for the people to know him more. And the first place was towards the Red Sea. They haven't seen that before. Moses. Look at the sea. How are we going to cross the sea? They started crying. Then do you know?
Because Moses was closer to God.
And I said, Moses,
let me tell you.
Mami Kanchiro.
The thing also shook Moses.
I didn't so I was so Moses.
But because of how close he was with God, he spoke by faith. He said, stand still. Stand firm. And know that the Lord your God is God. The Egyptians you see today, you will not see them again. Let me tell you, Moses didn't know what would happen. But Moses knew that if God can touch
Pharaoh
to let his people go, and after the people were gone, Pharaoh will arise to change them. Moses knew God was about to do something. And indeed, God turned to Moses. Why are you people crying? Move forward. Move forward. Stretch your rod. Stretch the staff. And the Red Sea parted. And the Red Sea parted. Today we are quoting that scripture. If somebody had not gone through it, today we quote Abraham. Do you think it was easy for
Abraham?
25 years waiting. Having a child in your 100th birthday. But today we are quoting Abraham. We are quoting Sarah. Today we are quoting Job. God used their situation to manifest himself. Listen to me, child of God. Every situation you face, every challenge that comes your way, is a way of God's expression. It's a way of God's manifestation. When we begin to see our situation as a channel of God's expression and manifestation, immediately the situation will begin to change. Our faith will begin to increase. Our faith will hold on. Our faith is consolidated. The devil becomes frustrated and disappointed. I say, when we begin to see our situations as a channel of God's expression and manifestation, the situation becomes something else. One, our faith increases. Two, our faith is consolidated. Three, the devil becomes frustrated and disappointed. Four, the situation begins to lose out. Five, the powers behind the situation begin to lose hold. The powers behind the situation will begin to lose hold. That is what happens in the realms of the spirit. And so there are these steps I'm going to mention. The steps and the position that you should take for God to express himself. When you become aware that God wants to express himself, everyone that is truly born again, listen to me. You are a covenant child. Jesus died to buy you.
Yes, we are editor.
Jesus lost his life. He gave his life for your soul.
Yes,
he suffered on the cross pain to buy you back.
So
you are a covenant child of God. You are a bona fide property. Jesus gave out his life. According to Revelation chapter 5, verse 9 and 10. Verse 9 and 10. He shed his blood to purchase you. So if you are truly born again,
you are
a covenant. God doesn't joke with you. In fact, God doesn't see you. He sees Christ in you. He doesn't see you. When you talk, it's like Jesus. And what Jesus did, you could do.
Now, yes, we are no better.
How Jesus lived, you could live.
Now, brother, tell me what we should better, Bobby, sir.
That was why he sent his Holy Spirit to come and live in you.
It's not so many home, crook, so I'm not now.
So, you are a living temple. One of our sisters said, I've mentioned her name already, I won't mention again.
You know, Baba, I'm born in the woman in the
She was seriously sick.
Now, oh, you're in pants for you.
And the doctor, arranged for her to go through an operation.
Now, doctor, who she says, come, Papa, you may dear more.
Before I was traveling,
answer, now me too,
I prayed over water for her.
But I was your so man.
I said, by the time you finish drinking this water,
I see, every time we are in sea, no, no,
that thing will disappear.
Sadia no beira.
But when I came back,
now, so me samba, you know,
she said, I went for checkup and the thing has rather escalated.
I see me I said
the devil is a liar.
I said, "Bon samni otrofo."
I have come back with fresh oil.
My bani anwa fufro.
I've come back with another level.
My bani pempenso fufro.
Let's test this level again.
My yen so sa pempenso so enwe.
She passed through my house to come and celebrate my birthday days before my real birthday.
Na ofa mi fie be kachem si eni ma woda no ansa na woda mpa ubedi na so.
Then I said to her,
ana mi kachem ni say,
because
and I'm saying,
you have come to celebrate my birthday in advance, let God give you an advance testimony. For days she could not sleep. Then one day,
another
as she was sleeping,
she
can't sleep.
Otimina.
Then she took communion
and
touched that part of the body.
I
said, let there be peace. Let there be peace. Whatever it is here, leave me alone. Leave me alone. She said, for the first time, she hit the bed. And she woke up late in the morning. And she said, hey,
now can I say, hey,
pastor,
or something,
we have power. Oh.
Yeah, well, to me,
I said, there you are.
And now, una we say, hey,
you don't know the power.
Who named to me?
And now, when she went to the doctor,
now, Sabria called Doctor Ninhoi.
The doctor said,
Doctor Nika, I say,
who told you you need an operation?
Why not catch us? Who here say, Papa,
you don't need an operation.
Who here, Papa, maybe.
Tell the person by you, there is power sitting in us.
To me, at it to you,
let us use the power God has given to us. Number one step, anytime you are in a situation, Isaiah 46, verse
10.
Be still. Stand firm. On his way.
Oh, na sem ne so.
Be still and know that he is God. Be careful what you say with your mouth. Be careful. Be careful. What you say with your mouth. Please be careful. What you say with your mouth about the situation and how you react. Because what comes from your mouth and your reaction becomes a key in the hands of the angels of God or in the hands of the devil.
I'm telling you. That is one lesson I have learned since I came. Hey, I am dead.
Oh, me wo.
You have invited the angel of death.
What on safre owo bo fo so mra me fo nko.
Hey, I am finished.
Oh, me wie.
You have invited the angel that finishes.
What on safre obo fo o ma ne me wie ye so mra me wie okra.
My husband is so wicked.
Oh, me kru dia o ni timo ding.
You have invited the angel of the demon of wickedness to possess your husband.
What on safre Adam on ya ni timo ding se omra me di wo kru so.
My children are blockheaded.
Oh, my mother won't hear
you. You have invited the demon of blockheaded.
What was that for Adam on your mom? Call any two was here and come.
This morning,
Anopay.
I was listening to Papa Oma Opai.
Now, Otie Papa Oma Opai.
These days, he sends me messages every morning.
Now, I'm saying, Anopay, or the assembly, Breme.
He has started calling me. We've started talking.
If you are seeing from me, if you are seeing Kasa.
And one of the messages he sent to me, I sent to some of you.
Now, in some of this, man, no, maybe I must remember you move him in chain.
About how God created beauty out of chaos, out of darkness.
Sending a me a ball, I will fail.
Genesis chapter 1,
verse 2. Most of my Katiba Kunta Mumia, no
darkness covered the earth.
A sum akatas, I seen it so.
God didn't say, oh, darkness. He just said, let there be light. Do you know that you are God? That's why God created you. That's why God has given you the nature of Christ. For you to say, in every situation, let there be light. Any negative situation you face, speak what you want to see. Don't speak the same situation. If darkness is showing, don't say you darkness. Say you light. Say let there be 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 light. Why am I not marrying? I am a married person. I am a married person. I have a husband. I have children. Look, let me tell you. Ask Gladys.
Do you
know how we pray for people who are looking for babies? Anytime I mention. Like Mr. Finwalker hasn't got children.
I
said, Lord.
I said, Radie.
I thank you for Mr. Finwalker. I thank you for the wife. And I thank you for their children. I thank you for their children. Because what you see is what will manifest. I can see their children. So I'm already thanking God for their children. Begin to thank God for that contract. Begin to thank God for that breakthrough. Begin to thank God for that open door. Begin to call it to be. Because it is already there. In the realms of the spirit. Look, when your husband is asleep, depending upon how deep he sleeps. If he's a deep sleeper, wife, wake up and just sit down.
Sorry, nothing I say.
And say, this man,
says, papay,
you love me so much. You obey my voice from today.
You
buy me cloth. You buy me a car. You buy me so, so and so. You hear my voice. Whatever I say is what you will do. Let him get up from bed. And you see him manifesting your words. I saw a woman wearing a cloth and I don't know. I don't know. He said, are you learning something? Number two. Focus on
God alone, not the flesh. Not your feelings. Not what your feelings are telling you. Not the world system is telling you. Not what the challenges are telling you. Hebrews 12:2. The Bible says that for the glory that was ahead of him, he focused. He focused on God. Please don't focus on the situation. Focus on him alone. Not your feelings. Not what the world is saying. Not the challenge. What does Hebrews 12:2 say? Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning his shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Verse 1. Let's go to verse 1. Hebrews 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus. In every situation, fix your eyes on Jesus, on the glory that is about to manifest. Not on the situation itself. Not on your feelings. Look, as for your feelings, you don't know. Your feelings, you don't know. I celebrate my wife every day. Many of you think she's an angel. She's not. She's not at all. I am also not an angel. When you see her, you think we are angels. We quarrel. We misunderstand. Sometimes I look at her, it is as if I made a mistake. She looks at me and she says, this man. That is a feeling. That is feeling. But I always celebrate her for what I want to see in her. She always celebrates me for what she wants to see in me. Have you heard me stand here and say anything bad about my wife? Have you heard her say anything bad about me? No. It doesn't mean that we are angels. We always celebrate what we want to see. Not what is there. Why is the place quiet like that? Today people are not dropping money here. Don't worry, I know. Number 3. I will not give you all. I will go step by step. Number 3. Speak a song in your mouth to God. Every situation, learn a song that goes with it. I say pick a song. Learn hymns that promote God, songs that promote God, and begin to sing. In Acts chapter 16, verse 25 and 26. Paul and Silas, when they were kept in prison, Paul and Silas in prison, at midnight, when they were in chains, they were not complaining. God, look at these chains. Look at these chains. Look at how wicked you are. The Bible says at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. and the other prisoners were listening to them.
Papa Uma Opa will tell you that.
Papa Uma Opa, be kacho say.
One thing that God cannot stay. One thing that brings God out of his hiding place is music, songs. When the man begin to sing a song, Emmanuel. After singing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times, when you begin to doubt power of God, you see miracles begin to happen. Move. You see miracles begin to happen. Learn songs. Learn hymns. In every situation, you begin to sing. A song that goes with it. You begin to praise God. You begin to speak in tongues. And then you are still. Ideas will just start coming. Direction will just start coming. Things will just start manifesting. Number four. Is that number four?
Yes.
Number four.
That's so nice.
Speak the language of God to what you are facing. What is the language of God? Speak to the situation. Talk to the enemy. You are an expression of God. You, this situation, you are going to see the power of God. You are going to see the glory of God. You, this situation, you are going to experience the power of God right now. You are a channel of God's blessings. You are a channel of God's manifestation. That is how you speak to the situation. When you go to Zechariah 4:7, oh, you mountain,
oh, people,
what are you before Zerubbabel? You become a level ground. Oh, you mountain.
Oh, who people?
What are you before our coast? You, this challenge. What are you before me? You are becoming a level ground. You, this situation. You are changing right now. You are changing right now. You are disappearing right now. That's how we speak.
Say na yakasafa.
Speak the language.
Kanyamika sa.
God's language.
Nyamika sa.
Romans chapter 4 verse 17.
Roman 4:18-19 mudun song.
He calls the things that are not there as though
they were. A friend yama anyone.
Look at that situation. Say, you situation.
Kasa usa tibia.
My testimony is in you.
Na desidi omo.
My celebration is in you.
Man,
you, this situation. My testimony is in you. Release my testimony. And after you have spoken, begin to dance. Dance before the challenge. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In Daniel chapter 3. They were dancing in the flame of fire. They were dancing.
Joshua.
Around the wall of Jericho. They were dancing with music. Jericho. They couldn't enter. God said, march round. They were not just marching. They were dancing. They were dancing. They were dancing. Rise up with me right now. Everybody, be on your feet right now. Begin to speak to the situation in your life. Say, you, this situation, whatever situation I'm facing, loneliness, disappointment, discouragement, fear, poverty, setback, delay, stagnation,
whatever it is, speak to the situation right now. You are the expression of my God. You are the manifestation of my God. You are my turnaround. You are my testimony. You this situation. You are my testimony. 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 Speak right now. Speak. Speak to the situation. Say, Lord.
Lord.
I thank you for this situation.
I thank you for this situation.
I thank you for this financial situation. I thank you for the mistake I made.
I thank you for the mistake I made.
I thank you for the things people have done against me.
I thank you for the things people have done against me.
Say anything.
Anything.
That has caused this situation.
That has caused this situation.
Whether it is myself.
Whether it is myself.
Whether it is ancestry.
Whether it is ancestry.
Whether it is my past.
Whether it is my past.
Whether it is other people.
Whether it is other people.
Whatever has caused this situation.
Whatever has caused this situation.
One thing I know.
One thing I know.
That you, oh Lord.
That you, oh Lord.
You are about to express yourself.
You are about to express yourself.
You are about to express yourself. The only way I can know you is through this situation.
It's through my delay.
It's through this situation. Now, my Father in heaven,
begin
to express yourself now. Begin to manifest yourself right now. In my situation, begin. Yes, pray that prayer right now. Declare to that situation right now.
Manifest, Lord, begin to manifest yourself. Manifest,
thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.